Obviously, we passed, I would arguably say, one of the most aggressive moves by an agency to protect a resource, maybe in our country, but certainly within Arkansas. And it was not an easy decision, but it was certainly one that we felt was important. So when we changed the rules to be catch and release only, essentially from the town of Norfolk up to both dams, both on the Norfolk and the White River. So it's a large body of water with which, for the next 4 months through the winter, that we'll have catch and release only. Now, why did we do that? Let's back in history a bit. So the Jim Hinkle trout hatchery in Mammoth Springs, which was rebuilt and reopened just about 18 months ago, was damaged severely by the floods of April. And in the middle of this restoration, our inability to produce trout through that impacted our abilities to stock. Coupled with that, the warm waters of non-generation through the turbines of the dam this year on Norfolk that feeds the Norfolk fish hatchery, which they normally experience some dissolved oxygen issues this time of year anyway, and there is always a little bit of a trout kill in their hatchery. This was catastrophic in that they lost all their fish, and what fish they didn't lose, they had to turn loose. So when you take the two major suppliers of our rivers, our trout rivers, take them offline for a period of time, we had to make some drastic decisions of what do we do to protect the resource, which led us to stopping any harvesting of trout for that 4-month period.